Correct. Okay, so we're in Brachos Daf Nun Base Omud Base. Top line. And we're discussing the Machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So let's just briefly recap the Machloikas in order to have a further understanding. With Machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're talking about what is the correct order. Should you first wash your hands and then take hold of the kais? Or should you take the kais and then wash your hands? It's Machloikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you should first wash your hands, then you should grab hold of the kais. Why? Because if you take hold of the kais before having washed your hands are considered to be tamei. They will be matame, the mashkin that is on the outside of the kais, if anything is dribbled over the side. That mashkin will in turn be matame the kais. We discussed at great length yesterday and last time, why is it that you have to go via the mashkin? Why can't you simply say that his hands will be matame the kais? So we explained because the hands will not be matame the kais because it's a rishon, a sheni, etc., etc. But mashkin has a different set of rules. Mashkin, we are more machmir for reasons we have already discussed. And therefore, it's a two-stage process. We are worried, number one, your hands will be matame the mashkin on the outside of the cup, stage one. Stage two, that mashkin, having now become tome, will be matame the kais. What's therefore the correct procedure, says Beis Shammai? Make sure that you first wash your hands. Because if you first wash your hands, then when you touch the kois, your hands will not be metame, that mashkin on the outside of the kois, because your hands are already purified. Beis Hillel say the exact opposite. Beis Hillel say that no, you should first pour the kois, first get hold of the cup, pour the cup, and then you should wash your hands. Why? So Beis Hillel goes in the reverse direction. Beis Hillel says, I'm worried that if you first wash your hands, you may not dry them properly, which will mean that what? That by the time you grab your cup, you get hold of your kois, you've got water on your hand because you didn't quite dry your hands properly. And now the kois will be metame, the mashkin on your hand. The traffic is going the other direction. The kois will be metame, the mashkin on your hand, and the mashkin will be metame, the hands that you just spent 5 minutes doing the tilas yadayim to, and it's all a waste of time. So it's the exact same chashash as Beis Shammai, just in the opposite direction. Beis Shammai is concerned that your hands will be metame, the mashkin on the outside of the kois, and in turn, the kois. Beis Hillel is concerned that the kois will be metame, the mashkin on your hands, and in turn, your hands. To avoid that, says Beis Hillel, avoid the issue. First, sort out the kois, and then wash your hands.
I assume that we're talking here that you would be actually continuing and making kiddush and then washing your hands if you hold by Beis Hillel. And if you're holding by Beis Shammai, you wash and then make kiddush afterwards. I mean, we're not talking about just taking the kos, but you're talking about doing kiddush as well, right?
Well, the truth is we're not talking about kiddush, Dafka. We're talking about Moiz Gnesa kos, any kos. We're not talking about, this could be on Tuesday lunchtime as well. You want to pour yourself a cup of wine, make sure your hands are first washed according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, do the exact opposite.
Uh-huh. Rabbi, may I ask, we said yesterday, we assume that the hands are tamei, according to Beis Shammai.
According to everybody, it's not an assumption. This is the Chazal's Gezeira that we consider everybody's hands to be tamei, correct?
Okay, what about a kos? Why is Beis Hillel concerned that maybe the kos is tamei?
So let's have a look. This is what the Gemara now discusses. Okay. So have a look on the second line of the Gemara, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, second line. B'mai komiflegi. What is the exact machlekes? Meaning we know what they hold, but we don't know why they hold what they hold. So, b'mai komiflegi, what is this argument all about? Beis Shammai Sovri, by the way, why does it say Sovri with a yud at the end? Because that's the plural. Beis Shammai is always not Shammai himself, it's the yeshiva of Shammai. So Shammai and his Talmidim, Sovri, they hold. Asur lehishtamesh bekli shenitmu'u achoyrov b'mashkin. Beis Shammai hold that you're not allowed, there is a gezeira, you're not allowed to use a kli which has become tomei on the outside by mashkin. Gezeira mishum nitzaitzis. So let's just first translate and we'll see Rashi. You're not allowed to use a kli that has become tomei on the outside from mashkin. It is a gezeira because of droplets. Which droplets? What's droplets? What's going on over here? So look at Rashi. First narrow line. Gezeira mishum nitzaitzis. Shemo yitzu. Yitzu means they will spritz, they will squirt, sprinkle. Shemo yitzu nitzaitzis. Maybe little droplets will splash. Maybe that's the best translation. Will splash mitoicha from inside the cup al achoyrov onto the outside. This is always a concern that if you've got a full cup of mashkin, whatever it may be, maybe one or two droplets will splash from the inside and will dribble over the brim of the cup such that the outside of the cup has now got droplets of this mashke. Ve'yitamu mashkim shemeachoyrov, and these mashkin, having now splashed from the inside to the outside, will become tomei machmas achoyraim because of the outside of the cup. We assume, as we explained yesterday, that the outside of the cup might well be tomei, not the inside. So if there is a concern that some of the mashke will splash from inside of the cup, where it is currently tohir, to the outside of the cup, where it will become tomei, then v'yitmu'u es hayodayim, and then they will be metame the yodayim. This is Beis Shammai's concern. Beis Shammai is always concerned that there will be netzotzos, there will be droplets that have splashed to the outside of the cup, will become tomei, and in turn will be metame your hands. As we explained, mashkin are always considered to be more chomor, and therefore they may well be metame your hand. Because of that, Beis Shammai said, don't use a cup which has mashkin on the outside. So if ever you see mashkin on the outside of the cup, I'm worried, don't use a cup like that. Hilkoch, noiklim nlyodayim techilo. Therefore, says Beis Shammai, the way I circumvent this is, wash your hands techilo first, sheloy yetamu esachere hakois, so that your hands, which are now pure, will not be metame the outside of the cup. Because if they do become tome, if they metame the outside of the cup, after that, says Beis Shammai, I don't let you use the cup anymore. Ulamai dechayish beis hillel machmas achoyrov lav chashashahu. That which Beis Hillel is concerned, going in the opposite direction, that the mashkin on the outside of the cup will be metame the hands, lav chashoshu, according to Beis Shammai, is no concern. Why? because I don't let you use a cup like that. So again, what's Beis Shammai saying? Beis Shammai is saying, sorry?
Question is, here it says that we're concerned that if your hands are tame, if you didn't wash, if your hands are tame, then you touch the kos, and you will tame the kos, then droplets will come out onto the acharav of the kos, and therefore, then will, through that, they will be matame the hands, but the hands are already tame. So it's sort of like a closed loop, sort of.
So one second. So I hear what you're asking. So let's go slowly, 1 second. What exactly is
in other words, you're averting this problem by washing your hands first. I hear that. Okay.
One second.
In other words, if the kos is tame, then washing your hands isn't going to help because it will be matame them again. So therefore, you have to say that you're washing your hands to prevent being matame the kos in the first place.
One second. No, so here's the point. Again, if the droplets from within the cup will splash onto the outside of the cup, that's the concern over here. We're going to see in a minute, Beis Hillel is not concerned with that. He says it's a very far-fetched chashash. Things don't normally splash. Okay, but Beis Shammai is concerned that liquid from within the cup will splash onto the outside of the cup. That's the initial point of the gezeira. What will now happen?
I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. One second. I'm just trying to work this out. 1 second. Also, lishtamish b'kli shenitmu achirov b'mashkin. Why gzeira mishum netzeitzis? So, the Shammai always held that if you,
in other words, we're assuming that the what's inside the kos initially is tahor. So you're concerned that the nitzotzos will come into contact with a tame kos on the outside and therefore make the nitzotzos tame, and they will in turn be matame the hands.
What's it, but how is the outside of the cup becoming tame?
That's my question. If we say that initially the outside of the kos is tahor and we're washing our hands so that we are not matame the kos, then fine. Then that's all consistent. You wash your hands, they're tahor. The kos was initially tahor, so you're not going to be matame yet. We don't have a problem.
According to Beis Shammai, we're concerned that if you don't wash your hands, you will cause the outside of the kos to become tame.
Right. But then what I'm poking at is that if that happens, then he says the nitzotzos will come out of the kos onto the back of the kos, and they will therefore become tame because they're contacting the kos, and then they will be tame the adayim, but the adayim were already tame because they were tame the kos. You know what I'm saying? It's redundant. There's a redundancy there.
You hear
what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much. One second. I'm just trying to read this Rashi. I'm trying to understand the Rashi. Again, Shemo Yitzu Nitzotzos Mitoicho Alachiro. Maybe droplets will splash from inside the cup onto outside the cup, stage one. Okay.
Right.
The Yitmu Mashkin Shemei Achayrov, and the Mashkin on the outside of the cup will become Tomei Machmas Achayraim. What does it mean, Machmas Achayraim? It's Evi Avaka, which is Nitmu Achayrov the Mashkin.
Is it the war of this on the outside?
Yeah, Achayraim is now it's a.
Is this cup a cup that we're filling like from a spigot, or is it a cup that we're dipping into a liquid to water? And perhaps if the tummy, the exterior of the coast, maybe the water becomes unusable for washing because it becomes tummy.
No, I don't think
is that's that the case.
Sorry, hello? Avram, can I rak bem sashior akshav? Akin in the bar. Shemei, it says, mitoichal achav yitamu, mashkin, shemei achayrov, machmas achayrayim. The mashkin on the outside will become tomei because of the din achayrim. Yitamu, when Rashi says maybe droplets will splash out, the tamu mashkin shemei achayrov, which mashkin shemei achayrov is that referring to? That's referring to these droplets that have just splashed there.
Yeah,
it's either those droplets or maybe droplets that were already on there.
The tamu sayudaim,
maybe you washed the coast was previously become wet and it hadn't been dried properly. Ah, that could be. If the coast was wet from a previous use, wasn't dried properly, then your hands are tamei. Your hands matamei the droplets that are already on the coast. Then the nitzotzos from inside the coast come out and contact the droplets that are already on the outside of the coast, meaning matamei them, and then that comes back. But again, the problem I'm still having is that if you were saying that you have to wash because otherwise your tamei hands are going to cause a problem. And then it comes back and says, but then they're going to come back and be tamei me your hands. Your hands were already tamei.
Right. So one second. Yeah, I hear this conundrum. One second, I'm trying to work this out. Machmas achayrayim. Is any clean that has become tummy on the outside? I'm worried that something will splash on the outside and therefore will become tummy. And therefore,
yes,
don't use a kli like that, because if indeed I've concerned that mitzotzos will splash,
because if you're going to say that the coast was tamei, then washing your hands first isn't going to help. It reminds me of what I heard once from Rav in Los Angeles, that if you've used the bathroom and perhaps there still might be tsoa in the toilet, washing your hands in the bathroom doesn't help because there's still tsoa in the bathroom.
The problem, right? Okay, one
similar. Second. It's similar. similar.
I think what we're dealing with is as follows. I think we have to start from Beis Hillel and work backwards.
Yes.
Beis Hillel hold, we don't want to have a situation, everybody holds, we don't want to have a situation in which you wash your hands and then you're holding the cup and that's going to be metame your hands again.
Right.
And you've just unraveled your Natilus Yodayim. So that's the issue. That's what we're trying to avoid, and everything is really revolving around that. So again, I don't want to have a situation, you do Natilus Yodayim, and then you promptly hold the cup and metame your hands once again, so you've just ruined your whole Natilus Yodayim. Now,
right. Because
of that chashash, Beis Hillel l'chayra say something which is very logical, and therefore, don't do Natilus Yodayim first. Because if you do Natilus Yodayim first, by the time you now come and hold your cup, you might ruin your Natilus Yodayim because your cup might be metame your hands, etc., etc., etc. So how do you simply avoid that? First, first deal with the cup, then do Natilus Yodayim.
In other words, first be metahir the kos. Correct?
First be moizig the kos.
Well, but you want to make sure the kos is tahor, right? Mm.
Again, the concern that Beis Hillel has is, if I grab hold of a cup, having already done Natilus Yodayim, and that cup is tomei on the outside,
right?
Then the concern is I may have undried hands, because I'm worried I might not dry your hands properly. Therefore, the cup which I'm now grabbing hold of, which has become tomei on the outside, will now be metame the hands that I've just washed. Right. How do I avoid that?
Right.
I don't do Natilus Yodayim first. I first am moizig the kois.
Right.
How does that solve the problem now? Now I'll wash my hands.
Right, but okay, fine.
If I wash my hands now, and I now grab hold of the kois, which is already filled,
right.
Why am I not running into problems? Maybe there'll be troubles on the outside and we're coming my hands.
That's
what
I'm saying. You want to make sure, first of all, that the coast is tahor. Then once the coast is tahor, then
wash your hands.
The issue is not whether the coast is tahor. The issue is whether the outside of the cup has become tomei through mashkin. Beis Shammai says, if that happens, I don't let you use the cup anyway. Beis Hillel says, I do, and that's why it's a concern. So one second, I have not managed to decipher this. One second. I'm not giving up. Gzeira shemo yitmu mashkin sha'achire ha'kois machmas yodov yachs revitamu es ha'kois.
Now, if the outside of the coast is tamei, that doesn't affect the inside of the coast. The inside can still be tahor, correct?
Okay. We said yesterday, yeah.
Okay, so if that's true, then according to Beis Hillel, if we're mogzing the kos, even though the outside is tame, the inside is tahor, we're mogzing the kos, and then after that,
our whole concern is not what's inside the cup. The whole discussion is revolving around, will I be metame the cup, which in turn will be metame my hands, which I've just washed. That's the whole gezeira. I'm not interested in what happens inside the cup.
But
just give me 30 seconds, 1 second. Yishamayim neitlin yodayim tchilo. Neitlin yodayim achach muiz gines hakois. Shimatu Moizginis Akois Trilo Shemo Tamu Mashkin Sheachiri Akois Machmas Yodov. Why? Because, right? So they show myself not worried, so don't let you use a case like that. Therefore, Hilkoch Neitlim Liodaim Tchilo. Because he's worried for nitzitzis. Therefore, if I don't do nitzitzis and there's nitzitzis there, complicated. Wow, 1 second. So your nitzitzis nitzicho alacho hirov. Okay, Rabbi, say, I think I need to look further. This is Rashi. I think we should go to the next part of the Gemara, and Mr. Shannon will come back tomorrow, hopefully, by which time I will have clarity in this Gemara. So go to the two dots on our sugya. It's very much a continuation of our sugya, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll come back to Gemara. We're just learning. It's very complicated, and hopefully by which time I'll have some clarity. So go to the two dots. Have you got what it says? Tanu Rabbonon. It's about the 12th line or so. Tanu Rabbonon. Bei Shammai Oimrim, Mekaneach Yodov B'mapo U'manicho Al HaShulchan. This is also from the Mishnah. And again, it's a very, very similar machloikas, and the theme is being continued. Bei Shammai says, you wipe your hands B'mapo, in the towel, U'manicho Al HaShulchan. And you then place this mapo, which you've just dried your hands in on the table. Don't put it on the keses. The keses is the pillow. Why not? She'ima ta'oimer al ha'keses. Because if you say that you should put this towel that you've just dried your hands on the pillow, gezeiro shemo Yitmu mashkin shebamapo. There might well be droplets on the towel you've just wiped your hands in. Shemu yitmu mashkin shebamapo. Machmas hakeses. Those mashkin that are on the mapo will become tome as a result of the keses. V'yachzeru v'yitmu'u es hayodayim. So if the keses, that means the pillow, is matame, the water droplets on your towel, then the next time you rub your hands into the towel, you've just now been matame es hayodayim. And we don't want people eating with yodayim tameyos. Now again, you notice that this is a two-stage process. The pillow is matame the water on the towel. The water on the towel is then matame
yodayim.
The towel and the yodayim. Says the Gemara, why can't you go directly? The nitme keses lamapo. Why can't you simply say that if the keses touches the mapo, then the pillow will be matame the mapo? Why do you have to go via this intermediary stage of the water droplets on the mapo? And the answer is, again, because it doesn't work. Ein keli matame keli. One keli cannot be matame another keli. Remember we said mashkin is always more chamor. So if mashkin is on the mapo and the keses touches the mashkin, that's where the problems are caused. But the mere fact that the pillow touches the towel, that's not a problem. V'nitme keses legavra gufe. So even if the keses, the pillow, cannot be matame the towel, but why can't the pillow be matame the person himself? Every time you touch your pillow, why don't you become tomei? And the answer is no, again. Ein kli matame odom, because a kli cannot be matame a person. So a kli does not have the ability either to be matame another kli or to matame an odom. The only thing it can be matame is mashkin, and that's the concern. Therefore, says Rabbi Shammai, make sure that your mapo does not come into contact with your keses. Put it down on the table. Says Beis Hillel, no. Do put it on the pillow, don't put it on the table. Why? Because if you put it on the table, as Beis Shammai suggest, gezeira shemo yitmu mashkin shebemapo machmas hashulchan. Exactly what you hold is the concern with the mapo, that the keses will be matame the mashkin on the mapo. I'm concerned that the shulchan will be matame the mashkin in the mapo. And then the yachzeru v'yitamu es oichlin. And now your mapo has become tame, and that will be matame all the oichlin on the table. Aye, the litme shulchan lo oichlin shabbos oichoi. Why can't you simply say that, one second? If the shulchan is tomei, won't that automatically be matame all the food on the table? Why do you have to go again via the liquid? The answer is for the reason we said before. Hocha b'shulchan sheni oskinon. We are talking about a shulchan which at worst is a sheni l'tuma, ve'ein sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. And a sheni can never make a shlishi l'tuma, at least with regard to chulin, if it's kodshim or Truma that has different rules. Elo alide mashkin. The only way it can happen is through the mashkin. So, of course, this is almost identical sugya. It's a parallel, and the Gemara indeed is going to ask in the next line, b'maika miflagi, and we're going to say it's a very similar gezeira. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, hopefully I'll have a chance to look at the Gemara again today and get a clarity. It's a little bit complicated, but tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, normal time, and we hope to have a behirus.
Okay, shkoach.
Okay, brother, share tonight.
Yep.
What is the title of the share tonight?
Bitochen and Purim.
Ah.
7:15, Mitzvah.